In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, as Abuna said, we're going to be talking about love without hypocrisy. Al-mahabba faltakun bila riya'. I try to read it in Coptic so that I can learn. So in Coptic it says, Ti aghabi emun mechovi enchitz. Ti aghabi. Aghabi is a word that we all know. And aghabi is a kind of love. But it is a kind of the highest love. It's the divine love. الحب الإلهي نسميه أغابي. And so our Christianity is all about love, right? When they ask Christ, what is the best commandment? Do you remember when he answered? He answered two things. First of all, to love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength. That's the first one. And the second, the same, is to love your neighbor as yourself. And say that these are the two, the best one. So today the verse that we are talking about is أغابي without hypocrisy. How can we live our Christian life without hypocrisy? Tab Abuna, you said, what is love? What about hypocrisy? What is hypocrisy? Hypocrisy is basically somebody is showing people something from the outside that is not true from inside. It's just a facade. You know, when you see a big gift, big box, package, big one, and then you open and it's empty from inside. This is hypocrisy exactly. The word hypocrisy was used in the old days to represent the actors who work in theater. عارفين ممثلين المسارح? They will call them hypocrite. Why they call them hypocrite? Because they stand on the stage and they act and they make the people feel as if they are the people whom they are acting. You might find this actor like laughing to the ground. بيضحك لغاية لما يقع في الأرض. But from inside, he's completely sad. Or maybe he will cry, and maybe all the spectacular will be able to cry with him. But really, really inside, he doesn't feel anything. So this is exactly the hypocrisy. What is hypocrisy? Is a show outside without inside. So I will call this one, hypocrisy is like a virus. You know the virus? It's like a virus. If it attacks our Christianity, it will make it like empty. It will be like beautiful from outside, but inside there is emptiness. And this is why Abuna, in the liturgy, first prayer that he's going to pray, the prayer of reconciliation, Salat al-Sulh, يقول كده طهرنا من كل من كل شر ومن كل إيه ومن كل رياء. Cleanse us from all hypocrisy. Why? We want to be cleansed from this hypocrisy. Let me tell you, our Coptic Orthodox Church has many rituals and many practices, right? We do a lot. As far as signing the cross, coming to tasbiha, how to come to the church, there is a lot of rituals around us. If hypocrisy is there, we're going to be practicing all of this, but it's empty from inside. From inside. You will be coming wearing your deacon, Tonya, and standing in the church and lifting up your hands, and everything is beautiful. But nothing is going inside. It's just an outside facade, as I say. Christ, we know that when he was on earth, he was a very loving teacher, right? He loved everyone. Even the sinners, he loved. Samaritan woman, he went and talked to her. Matthew, he called him to come. He loved all the sinners. But he was very harsh on some people who were hypocrites. Those were the Pharisee and the scribe. And you will gonna find in Matthew a big chapter 23. We read it usually in the departure of any of the prophets. He say, woe to you, scribe and Pharisee hypocrites. He didn't like the hypocrisy of these people because they were religion, but from the outside. But inside, there was nothing. It was all, as he say, it's like a tomb. From the outside, it's beautiful, marble and colored. But from inside is full of bones. So what are these hypocrisy is? It might be in the church, yes. It is a disease, actually the virus that I'm talking about hits the people who are religious. خطيئة الرياء بتضرب في الناس المتدينين. لقيها في الأوساط الدينية عالية جدا. People who are hypocrite are in the religious. For example, now we are in the fasting of Saint Mary, right? You will find people fasting by changing their food, eating vegan and stuff like this, right? And maybe coming to the Nahda, that's amazing, right? But what is it inside? Are you fasting truly from inside? Are you offering, as the topic of your theme, your body as a living sacrifice to God? Is your eye is fasting, as St. John the Chrysostom said to us, is your eye fasting? Are you taking something away from it? Or it's the same, like every day I look to everything? Are my thoughts pure and fasting? Or it's not fasting? So fasting is not just by the food. It's more deep than this. If we just took this top part, which is just changing food, what is inside is empty. We're going to be offering an empty fasting to God, and we want it to be filled. Maybe also hypocrisy in the word. Some people like to use words, but they don't mean them actually. We had one girl who came to the Coptic church one time, and when she entered the church, she found the people talking a language that he's not using to. She heard them saying, "Thank you, God." And when she asked somebody, "How was your day?" he say, "Thanks to the Lord," you know. This kind of language. And when somebody do something, say, we say, "May God reward you, Rabbana awadak." Okay? This language is beautiful, but we have to use it in action. We really mean it. When somebody asks you about your day and say, "Thanks to God," be thankful into your heart. Let me give you a nice example that I recently heard. You know the computers, not the iPads and tablets. The computer used to have something called keyboard, right? And this keyboard used to be hooked to the desktop, right? كان عندنا keyboard كده تتركب في الكمبيوتر. يمكن ده كان زمان قوي. ده قديم. So this keyboard, you know, what does this keyboard mean? This keyboard has buttons, right? When you press on these buttons, what happens? It starts to write on the screen. Something appears. So every button on the keyboard has an action, right? But what happens if you don't plug the keyboard into the desktop? What's going to happen? You're going to be typing, and what? Nothing is happening, right? Because you are not connected. I would like to tell you that every word that we say in church has a power, has a very important power. When you stand in the liturgy and say, "Lord, have mercy," we repeat it several times. This word has a strength. You are asking God to have mercy on you. It's true. But are you connecting the desktop or not? Are you saying this word really from the inside, asking God to have mercy on you? Or you are not connected and you are just repeating the words? Just repeating the word will be the hypocrisy. We are doing it, but we are not getting the full action inside. Remember the keyboard. Keyboard is very powerful, but if it's connected to the desktop, but if it's not, it will be just typing in the air. You are just repeating the Alhan. We worship you, we confess you, we glorify you, but just words from the inside, but not really from inside. And this is why I'll tell you that all of us have some kind of hypocrisy. And this is not a bad thing, it's a virus. And this is why today we want to ask God, I will ask about myself and everyone, to cure us from this virus, so that we can offer our worship and our prayer truly from inside, not just a facade. I'm going to be talking about four S's. S. The first one is, what are the symptoms of hypocrisy? Second one, what are the sources of hypocrisy? The third one is, what is the severity of the hypocrisy? And last one, gladly, what are the solutions for the hypocrisy? So let's start with the first one, is symptoms. Many of you are physicians. We're going to sit today as a physician for ourselves. Try to see if we have this virus inside us. You know, when you have a cold, what do they do? They see the symptoms. Do you have fever? Do you cough? You have a sore throat, right? And from the symptoms, they can tell whether you have a cold or whether you have flu. I'm now going to tell you two symptoms. And everybody try to examine himself. Do I have these or not? The first symptoms of hypocrisy is judging other people. If I judge a lot of people around me, this means that I am hypocrite. Why? Because judging the people, basically, I'm not seeing myself, I'm seeing the mistakes of others. Hypocrite people do this. They don't see their mistakes. They see the mistakes of the others. Those are hypocrisy. And this is why the Pharisee, Imagine, they looked at our Lord Jesus Christ and told him, you are a sinner. The Pharisee, who are the people, are looking at the Lord of Lords and God of God and told him, you are a sinner. You are Beelzebub. You are the head of the deacon, head of the demons. How can they see Christ like this? Because they are hypocrites. Why? They are sinner from the inside, but they don't see inside. They judge other people. They judge other people. Who heard the gospel that was just read now? You remember? The lady who came to Christ with a fragrant and offering it to Christ. Very precious one. And then the people said what? Why is this waste? And Judas was one of them. Why is this waste? This is a waste. We should have take this fragrant and sell it and have this money and give it to the poor, right? These are hypocrites. Why? Judas from inside, he loves the money so much, but he cannot see it. He sees it in the other people. He is correcting everyone around him, but himself, he's not correcting. This is a hypocrisy. So every time you judge other people, this means that you are not full from the inside. So judgment is definitely one of the symptoms of hypocrisy. You know, in the courts, في المحاكم, there are two people. There is a judge and there is a lawyer. There is a judge and a lawyer. A hypocrite person gonna always be the judge. He gonna judge everybody. And when you try to condemn him, he gonna be his lawyer. He gonna defend himself. No, I'm very good. Although we want the opposite to happen, to be honest. We want you not to judge everybody. We want to judge yourself. Judge yourself. Look at yourself inside. And when it comes to the lawyer, be the lawyer of every person. You see somebody do a mistake, give him the excuse. Try to let him pass by it. Don't hold him on all of his mistakes. Remember, judging other people means that you are inside empty. And you are seeing the mistakes that you have on other people. Second one, a hypocrite person is very focused about what is outside. How he looks, how people will say about him. This is a hypocrite person. Maybe you enter from the church, your behavior, if there is people, gonna be different if your behavior is without people. This is a hypocrite person. But another person who is not hypocrite, his behavior gonna be the same. But a hypocrite person, who is telling, who is watching, how do I appear standing in front of the mirror so much, making sure that I look okay and everything is okay, you know? And then I go to a place or something and I'm waiting back for the praises to come up, you know? People will say another word. And when nobody's saying praises, هم مش شايفين ولا إيه. Don't they see me how I'm dressed or something? No, and all of the focus is what is getting in, but not what is inside. And then a problem happened if the praise خرمت وراحت لحد تاني. How somebody is getting the praise and I'm not getting the praise. This is a hypocrite person who is waiting for people to praise him and people to worship him because he's from the outside, but the inside is completely empty. And this is why Jesus Christ in Matthew 20:30 say, woe to you, scribe and Pharisee hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead bones and all uncleanness. وَيْلٌ لَكُمْ أَيُّهَا الْكَتَبَ الْفَارِسِيُّ الْمُنَافِقُونَ لَكَنَّكُمْ تُشْبُهُونَ الْقُبُورَ الْمُبْيَضَّةِ وَلَكِنْ دَخِلْهَا مَمْلُؤِ عَظَامُ وَكُلِّ نَجَسِ. They are very beautiful from the outside, but from the inside they are empty. So hypocrite people focus on the outside. Let me tell you another situation that happened in Galatians chapter 2, verse 11. It was about Peter himself. You know, Peter, one of the apostles, we have his icon here, right? He's one of the apostles. And then Peter was eating with the Gentiles, which are not the Jew. And he was eating and having fun and stuff like this. That's fine, good. And then some people came from Jerusalem, from James, St. James. And when they came and entered the room, Peter started to act differently. He started to retreat from his sitting with the Gentiles. Why? Because he's worrying that these people are going to say that he's going to be mingling with the Gentiles. And as you know, the Jewish people should not be eating or drinking or entering any houses of Gentiles. And St. Paul didn't like this. You know, St. Paul was the minister of the Gentiles. Look, Galatians 2:14, he say, "But when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter," St. Paul was very brave. He went to Peter and told him before them all, "If you being a Jew live in the manner of Gentile and not the Jew, why do you compel Gentile to live as Jews? We who are Jew by nature and not sinner of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the work of the law, but by the faith in Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Christ Jesus, that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works. For by works the law of flesh shall be justified." He told them this is hypocrisy. Yeah, in verse 13. And the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite with him. So even Barnabas was carried away with them hypocrisy. So it was hypocrisy. Why? Because they were aware about what people will say more than what is inside. And this is why I tell you this virus is not just for some people, it's for all of us to examine ourselves. So what are the symptoms? The first symptom is judging other. If you are judging a lot, be careful. Maybe the virus had attacked you. And the other one, are you focused about the outside or the inside? So let's go to the second one. We say that we're going to talk about the symptoms. Second one is the sources. Why people are hypocrites? What makes people to go this route? And the first one is lacking of truth in their action. Lacking of truth in their action. When hypocrites do things, they do them just for the outwardly thing, but they don't not for the inside. When they are in the church, they lift up their hands maybe, but from inside there is nothing. There is no truth inside them. And this is why they go to the hypocrisy. They do the rituals, but not the inside spirituality. There is no truth inside them. St. Paul himself was a Pharisee, right? شاول الترسوسي كان واحد من الفريسيين صح؟ وكان عايش في الفريسية إلى أبعد الحدود لدرجة أنه كان بيضطهد المسيحيين نفسه. He was persecuting Christians themselves, right? But then Christ appeared to him and tried to show him the truth, the true way, how to go to the true way. And Saul became Paul. Saul became Paul. And now he knows the truth. And now he didn't care about what the people say. The most important thing is Christ. Look what he say. "For do I now pursue men or God? Who I should be pleasing? Or do I seek to please men? Question mark. For if I still please men, I would not be a bond servant of Christ." So if we are true bond of Christ, bond servants of Christ, we should be serving Christ, having his truth inside us, not on men. Second one is lack of faith. If we really have faith in what we are doing, we're going to do it not with hypocrisy. If we know that these words that we are saying are true words that are going to move heaven to have mercy on us, we should be practicing them without hypocrisy. But somebody with low faith going to be acting outside only, but not from the inside. Look, for example, somebody like Elijah. Elijah always felt that God is present in front of him. He always said, "Alive is the God that I worship." حَيٌّ هُوَ الرَّبُّ الَّذِي أَنَا وَقَفٌ أَمَامُ. He felt the presence of God. And so all of his action, not about people, but about the faith that God is there and watching every word that he's saying. So lack of truth, lack of faith. The last one, which is mostly, is presence of pride inside the people. People are so proud, and so they try to focus on the outside and not the inside. In the beginning of the waz, I said to you, aghabi, right? Love, aghabi. You know what is the opposite of aghabi? We say in English, love is hate, right? But actually, I would tell you that aghabi, the opposite of it is selfishness. The opposite of aghabi is selfishness. If aghabi is God and his sacrifice and his love to us, he say how much God loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. This is aghabi. Why? Because he's giving to the others. The opposite of aghabi is selfishness. Somebody is centered around himself, self-centered, as they say here. Somebody who's looking at himself and how he looks and he's very proudful, this is somebody who is a hypocrite. One story that is very frightening, قصة مخيفة موجودة في سفر الأعمال إصحاح 5 in Acts chapter 5, about two people, okay, who wanted the glory that they are giving to the apostles. So they went and sold their fields, but then they didn't take all the, they didn't give all the money. They took some to themselves, and then some they give it to the apostles so that everybody can see that they are a, they are giving. And they give them in front of St. Peter, and St. Peter asked them, "Is this is the whole amount?" And they lied. And in the moment, what happened to them? They fall on the ground, right? And then the lady came later on, and again, she died immediately. Why? It was prideful. They saw everybody giving, and they want this pride without having the inside spirit of giving. And here is when it was a very harsh judgment because of the pride of the self-centered. So those are the three things. Truth, when there is no truth in the action that we are doing, or there is no faith and no pride, we're going to be falling into hypocrisy. Now let's see the severity of hypocrisy. Severity, number three, the S. First one is people usually try to show people what they are, but from the inside they are empty. This is the first stage, okay? Like, for example, the Pharisee who stood up in front of God and tell him, praying, that he pray, give tithes, fast. He's very good. Okay, showing to all of the people outside. This is the first one. The second one that is very dangerous is that the people believe that they are good. So the first one they do outside, but maybe inside they know that they are not good. But the second severity one is believing what they are doing. So believe that they are righteous. Believe that they are the only one correct. And this is bad when it starts to be very, very, very high, as I say, this Pharisee who stood up thinking that he's the best, and not just that he's the best, he's better than the publican standing at the end of the church. This is exactly the severity, not just showing, but believing in what they show. The other one is like contagious, but the third one. People who come to our church new, they don't know the church yet, they think that we are very good, but then if they discover that we are just acting up and not truly worshiping, they're gonna learn to be themselves hypocrite. Oh, these people just worship, just they do it outside, just they stand to pray, but they are not praying inside, just they do the fast, but they are not truly fasting, they just give, but they don't have the spirit. So they start to be themselves hypocrite. And where did they learn it? They learn it from the people who are inside that are themselves hypocrite. Look in verse 15 in chapter 20 through Matthew. He say, "Woe to you, scribe and Pharisee hypocrites, for you travel land and sea to win one proselyte, and when he is won, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourself." So sometimes this hypocrisy starts to be contagious to the other people, not to just to ourselves. So first person is about the outside, but he knows inside. The second one, he believes himself. And the third one is he starts to be contagious to the other people around him. So after I talked about the disease and the symptoms and the sources and the severity of the disease, let's go to the how can we fix ourselves? Yes, we have hypocrisy, all of us. How can we solve this? How can we get rid of this virus? How can we truly love, truly have a ghabi without having this hypocrisy? And the first one is you need to confront yourself. You need to examine yourself and confront yourself. Try to see your worship. Ask yourself, kada inside myself, am I just a picture or am I really having a truth inside of what I'm doing? One elder one time cried so much, an elder in the monastery crying. And when his disciple asking him, "Why are you crying?" He said, "For 50 years I have been praying, and I notice that I'm not doing everything that I'm praying about. The prayer, my prayer, some of the words, I still didn't practice them. I'm just reciting them, but I have not practiced them. Like, for example, in the midnight, I woke up to praise you. He says, sometimes I don't do this, and I'm still praying it. So examining himself, examining your prayer, examining your giving. You know, when you do scanning, you bring an antivirus into your computer, and then start to scan the files. Try to see what is there, if there is hypocrisy or not. This is what we need to do, to examine ourselves. Abuna, for example, in the beginning of the liturgy also, he say, lift up your hearts. Lift up your hearts. Ask yourself, is really my heart is lifted up or not? And when you feel that, yes, my heart is lifted up, respond to Abuna and tell him, it is with the Lord, right? Hayya and the Rabb. Don't just say the words, but really live them. Make sure to have your heart really with the Lord before you answer and say, it is with the Lord and with the Lord. So make sure to live the inside of the words, the inside of the prayer, not just the outside. One very harsh rebuke was for the angel of Sardis in the Revelation. When Christ told him, I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead. لَكَ إِسْمٌ أَنَّكَ حَيٌّ وَأَنْتَ مَيِّتٌ. إزاي الواحد يبقى حي وميت في نفس الوقت؟ حي معناه أن لي كل مظاهر الحياة من بره، بصلي وبصوم وباجي الكنيسة، دي مظاهر اللي من بره. لكن ميت معناها إيه بقى؟ أن جوه الزرعة مش طالعة، كل ده بس من بره، طقوس وعادات وحاجات بنعملها في الكنيسة، لكن مش مبنية من جوايا. فيقول له كده، لك اسم أنك حي، لكن من جوه إيه؟ ميت. You are alive but you are dead. What was the solution? Be watchful. صح. And strengthen the thing which remained. Maybe something is still kindling inside. لسه في حتة يمكن حلوة جواك. امسكها وابتدي إيه؟ اشتغل بيها عشان تكبر من جواك وتبقى بقى إيه؟ مش بس من برة لكن حلو من جوه. مرة واحد من الأساقفة تسأل، لو أنا حلو من برة والناس عارفة أن أنا حلو من برة وأنا عارف أن جوايا وحش، أعمل إيه؟ أغير اللي برة ولا اللي جوه؟ إيه رأيكم؟ هنبقى عشان احنا وحشين من جوه نبقى بنغير اللي بره بقى نقول ان احنا نبين ان احنا وحشين؟ فالاسقف رد قال ايه؟ ابتدي اشتغل من بره لجوه، ابتدي صلح جوه، صلح جوه يبقى زي ايه؟ بره، صلح قلبك عشان يبقى اللي جوه زي ايه؟ زي اللي بره، صلح اللي جوه يبقى زي اللي بره. So the inside need to be like the outside. Work on your inside more. Don't focus outside but focus on your inside. يبقى خلي بالك كده ايه؟ Strengthen the thing which are remain. تمسك بما إيه؟ بما فضل، يعني عشان لألا هو كمان يبقى بيضيع. تاني حل غير إن الواحد يعاين نفسه ويقدم توبة كده من جوه، حياة بيسموها الحياة الداخلية، private life. Start to have a private life with Christ. Go كده to your inner room where there is no eyes that see you. Shut كده the door of your mind and your senses. And start to talk to God. This is not hypocrisy anymore. Why? Because you are now in your room. Nobody is seeing you. Now you are starting a new relationship with God. And when you go to the inner room and live with the Spirit, bring the Spirit with you when you come to church. Bring the relationship that you built with Christ in your inner room to the church. Now I'm talking to God even when I'm in with the people, but now I built something inside. And this was the Sermon of the Mountain, that we do everything privately. And God who see privately or secretly will reward us open. وانت واقف في الكنيسة صلي. صلي من قلبك. صلي من قلبك. ارفع قلبك لربنا. ربنا سامع. خلاص؟ مش مهم مين شايف ومين مش شايف. مش مهم مين موجود ومين مش موجود. أهم واحد موجود في الكنيسة هو مين؟ هو ربنا وسمعني. يبقى أن أنا أبتدي أعيش معاه حياة حقيقية من جوه. I start to live with him a true life from the inside. So after repentance, yalla, start to kindle yourself and start to live a private life with Christ. Third thing, we cannot gain hypocrisy without humbleness. At-tada. The person who is humble see himself as the least from all the people around him. So he will not have a chance to judge them, which is one of the symptoms if you remember. لما إنسان متضع هو عارف ان هو ايه؟ هو صغير امام الله، مش كده؟ وبالتالي ما يبقاش عنده وقت بقى يدين كل الناس. هو باصص ايه؟ باصص على نفسه. So he is he's humble. His focus is on God, not on the people. And once you have your focus is on God, this will start by the kindle that you start to do, it's gonna start to grow. It start to to grow. The best one that you can learn from his humbleness is Christ himself. He told, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. تعلموا مني لأني وديع ومتواضع قلب، تجدوا إيه؟ راحة لنفوسكم. وإحنا فصل عدد خدام كان عندنا أستاذ حلو قوي علمني آية موجودة في رومية 12 اللي انتوا بتدرسوها دي. آية موجودة في 12 بس قبل بقى المحبة بلا رياء، آية 3 يقول كده إيه: لا ينبغي أن نرتقي فوق ما ينبغي أن نرتقي إليه، بل نرتقي إلى التعقل. In English, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Don't think about yourself more than you are. Don't think more than you are. Be what God wants you to be. Don't put the picture, I am the best. When you are a deacon and saying a hymn, don't show off. No, just pray the hymn from your heart, and everybody in the church is going to be praying with you. Say it humbly from inside. Think about yourself humbly, everybody gonna enjoy with you. So do things humbly. Don't think more than you what you are. قصة تحكى عن أب راهب كان قديس قوي، وقدسته ابتدت تشيع، فابتدت الناس تيجي تزوره. فلما ابتدوا ان هم يجوا يزوروا كتير بقى ناس، فيعني الأب ده كان ليه تلميذ، فقال لتلميذه ايه: أنا داخل أنام شوية جوه. فالمهم بقى الناس جت بقى بتطلب بقى الأب كان، فالتلميذ رد عليهم قال لهم ايه: لا ده هو بيصلي جوه، ده هو بيصلي جوه. طبعا الأب صحي من النوم وتخرج لتلميذ قال له: في حد جه؟ فقال له: أيوة جه. قلت له ايه؟ فقلت لهم ان انت بتصلي. فوبخه قال له: أنا كنت نايم. قل لهم أنا كنت نايم، قل لهم أنا كنت باكل جوه لو كنت باكل، قل لهم أن كنت بصلي لو أنا بصلي. ليه؟ لا ينبغي أن نرتقي فوق ما ينبغي أن نرتقي ليه، بل نرتقي إلى التعقل. Don't put yourself like a pharaoh. You know, we are coming from Egypt, we like to be pharaoh. Pharaoh at one point was worshipped. أنت عارفين الفراعنة كانوا بيعبدوا الملوك. And so all the people around the pharaoh try to hide their mistakes. Why? So that the people always worship them, right? Because if they say the mistake of a pharaoh, they will not worship him. But we are not pharaoh. Maybe you are the sons of Pharaoh, but we are not the pharaohs. Means we have mistakes. We have to go and say, I have this mistake. And by repenting and by admitting that I am not perfect, this is how I'm going to have humbleness. And by the humbleness, I will not be hypocrite. Yes, I fall. Yes, I am weak. Yes, I sleep. Yes, I eat. That's fine. Be on the measure that you ought to be, not think higher than what you ought to be. افتكروا الآية ديت في آية 3 في صحة 12: لا ينبغي أن نرتقي فوق ما ينبغي أن نرتقي إليه. اتكلمنا في أول حاجة: افحص نفسك وقدم توبة لربنا واعترف أمام الأب الكاهن. عيش حياة داخلية. Live a private life from inside. Start to kindle كده inside, not the outside. The third one: learn to be humble. Last one that is very important: remember that we have a judgment day. And on judgment day, all what we have put outside gonna melt, and the inside gonna appear. في يوم الدينونة كل القناع اللي كنا بنحطه، كل المناظر اللي من برا هتقع. مش هيبقى باين غير ايه بقى؟ مش هيبقى باين غير اللي جوه. طب ايه اللي جوه بقى؟ اللي جوه ده حلو ولا لا؟ What's inside is beautiful or not? It's time for us today to start working on our inside, so that the inside is what we're going to be judged about, not the outside. So there is a judgment day, and if we put this in our mind, we will be always working on the inside, because what we're going to be judged about is our inside. أختم أقول إنه كنيستنا تعيش للأبدية. من الحاجات الحلوة اللي بحبها في صلاة العشية: when we end the creed, when we end the creed, the last word in the creed is we look at the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. وننتظر قيامة الأموات. كنيستنا القبطية doesn't pass this one كده just reciting. We have a hymn for it. تنقش تيف بتلاقي كده الشباب سيقوله، أو نقوله بالعربي: وننتظر قيامة وهكذا. ليه بقى؟ لأن السطر ده، this sentence is like our national anthem. عارفين national anthem؟ عارفين في مصر بنقول بلادي بلادي، أو هنا the star spangled. النشيد الوطني، أو النشيد الوطني بتاعنا كمسيحيين هو آخر سطر في بالحقيقة نؤمن إن إحنا we are looking at the end. And if the end is our focus and we sing for it and this is our homeland, so we should be focusing about the inside, because we're going to be judged about the inside, not the outside. I ask God to cure me and you all from this virus of hypocrisy, that we start to learn to focus on the inside, not the outside. Let's live a private life with Christ inside us. Let's stop judging people around us, but judging ourselves, and be loyal to everybody else. And glory be to God forever. Amen.